For drivers who meet certain criteria, there are currently three types of work licenses available in Queensland. The first is a hardship license, which involves the issue of a license for the 6-month period that the driver would otherwise be suspended due to the accumulation of demerit points. That license will issue on certain terms and conditions and will enable that driver, if they're eligible, to apply to keep driving, usually for work only, during that period. There are some emergent reasons which the court will consider enabling the driver to drive for medical and other reasons, usually health related, or if there are other extreme circumstances which are family related. The two other types of work licenses involve drink driving. The first is an interim license. If a middle range or high range drink driver is facing that charge before the court, they'll be immediately suspended from driving. But they can apply for an interim license until their charge finalises in court. So if there's any consideration toward pleading not guilty, or for some other reason an adjournment's been sought, there's a 21-day window from the day of the charge to make an application for an interim license until the charge finalises through a guilty plea or a finding of guilt at trial. The most common type of work license is a Section 87 application, and that's made when a person is charged with drink driving up to the high range level, that is either general or middle range. They meet the application criteria and they apply to the court for an order that they can continue driving for work only in order to maintain their employment or their business. Material is set out in affidavit form, and the court has a discretion to issue that license. Sometimes it increases the disqualification period during which the license runs, but otherwise it enables people to stay on the road and maintain their employment. There are strict terms and conditions which must be adhered to, and if they're breached, the license can be cancelled and a further disqualification period can apply. Also, if circumstances change, for example a change in employment, there's a need to return to the court for a variation order. But if the license is breached and the breach is proven, the court has no discretion but to cancel and further disqualify the driver. One important point that underlines all these work licenses is that they involve a zero alcohol limit. Also, there's only one chance in 5 years to apply for either a hardship license or a license involving drink driving. So that clock runs for a full 5 years. And if somebody is charged with a second drink driving offence, not only are they debarred from a work license application within that 5-year window, but they then must place an interlock system in the car. High range drink drivers are required to do that in any event, but it does catch people who may go before the court at a very low level of drink driving, say 06 or 07, and then a year later, during the year that they're driving on their work license or returning to the road, they find that they have a second drink driving offence at 02 or 03, and then they're required to put interlock in the car after a further period of disqualification before they can drive again.